This is iRadio.
I am currently here in Galway. For all you iTest listeners, I am interviewing Man.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love being here. It's a little cold, though, and I'm a little scared of this hurricane, they said. It's coming, but everything should be straight.
So, this is your first time in Ireland?
Yeah, it is. I've been in London. I've been, like, all to, like, overseas. This is my first time actually being over here. I've always wanted to come, though. I've heard about Ireland a lot.
And you've hit the absolute brilliant spot because you've landed in the west of Ireland first. Because usually all the big gigs are in Dublin, but it's really brilliant to have you in Galway.
Oh yeah, this is awesome.
Question for you, right? Maybe before or after the gig, have you any plans to have a pint of Guinness?
I don't drink, but I may have to just because I'm out here and everybody keeps asking me about Guinness. So I think I may have to just take a sip or two.
I've been in Ireland, I've tasted Guinness.
Exactly. See, that's one of the things I like doing. I liked going to places and doing what their places are known for. So
that's it. So your album has just come out recently. Mm-hmm. How's that been doing?
It's been doing well, actually. We dropped it like specifically over here and not in the States yet. And I've been loving the reaction. You know, a lot of people are really loving the music, and I got a lot of just a lot of real supporters over here, and I appreciate everything. And it's like I never thought it would have happened this way to where I'd be over here so much. But I love it though. I love traveling.
I suppose next question: you've worked with some serious people. Mm-hmm. 50 Cent first. What was it like working with him?
50. I mean 50, especially because that was just him wanting to be on my record. And I didn't, like, we didn't even reach out. He reached out to us. It was kind of like surreal, but it's lovely though. I mean 50's a really good guy. You know, we've been around him a lot after the record has been done, and we've been performing and everything. He brought us out to a couple of his events, and he's just always just been a great person. He always helped me, always told me what he thinks I should be doing, and told me just to never let anybody tell me what I need to do as an artist. He told me to always just make sure I'm strong in what I represent. So I always appreciate 50, man.
Does he kind of give you a bit of a pep talk every so often?
Yeah, every year. He always takes me into a room and just starts talking. And I mean, I'm always quiet because I'm always listening. But he's always just letting me know what's going on, you know? And he doesn't have to do that. And I just, you know, every time he talks, I definitely, like, make sure I pay my utmost attention.
And have you any plans in the future to work with him again, or...?
I would love to. I mean, the relationship's there for sure, so that... You know, it shouldn't be a problem at all. You know, it just got to be the right situation. You know, we got to make it just as big, if not bigger, than Buzzing.
Cool. You're only what, 20?
Yeah, stuff everything. Like that. Everybody's either 20 or 23. That's honestly the golden ages right now.
So when you're kind of growing up and you're listening to Tupac and Snoop Dogg, and then suddenly you find yourself, you're like, wow, I'm making a record with Snoop Dogg. What was that like?
It was awesome. I mean, you know, Snoop Dogg has been rapping since I was born. You know, like I think his first album came out the year I was born. So, you know, to actually do a record with somebody that has basically kind of raised me musically, it was like a big deal to me. And to shoot a video with him and see him, and he knows my name, we dap it up. Like, it's cool. You know, it's kind of like, it's crazy, you know. But I love it, and I love being able to say we're both representing the same thing, the West Coast, but we're having fun doing it, you know, so... awesome.
What's making the videos like? Because I know when you watch MTV and stuff like that, you watch making the video, but hearing from the actual artist, what is it like, the journey of actually making a video?
The videos are definitely a big deal. You know, you have to make sure everything is straight. You have to make sure we have the right people, the right, like, just girls, the right energy. Everything has to be good. And especially doing videos with big artists like Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, you got to make sure everything's on point even before they come, after they leave, because we have to get these shots with them, because those are like the main shots. Like, to see me and them interact is always amazing, so we have to make sure that's right. And then really it's fun though. It's definitely, I love doing it. Those are like days off for me, like, because I get to just chill and perform all day the same song and laugh, you know. It's always fun, so I love making videos, man.
Cool. When you were younger, as you said, like, you kind of grew up listening to Snoop Dogg and Tupac and stuff like that. What did you see yourself doing when you were younger? Did you always kind of think, yes, this is exactly where I want to be?
I mean, I never thought, I mean, when I was young, I always wanted to entertain, but I wanted to act for like a majority of my young life. I really was like driven to be an actor and everything. And then once I started getting like into my teenage years, I started realizing, like, the way I wanted to act, like, with the real acting, you have to be a little bit, like, the roles I wanted, I kind of wanted to be older for it. So I kind of wanted to find another way to perform. And music became, like, just something I fell in love with. You know, just trying to find other ways to perform and other ways to get my creative energy out. And, you know, I want to get back into acting as well. It's just right now, since I'm young, I feel like I have something to say. I'm gonna make music.
As we know, you've been traveling around a lot. Mm-hmm. So have you been to, like, start writing new stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I have a lot of stuff, like, in my head, and a lot of concepts, and a lot of just new situations to write about. You know, like everything that's going on, like my whole music is always about my life. Like even Buzzing was during the time where like I just started getting some recognition in the music industry, and I was really buzzing. Like there was a buzz around my name, so I wrote a song about that, you know, and it felt good, and that's what it was about, you know. And really it's just now I have so much to write about, just because I've been a lot of places. I'm growing up, like I'm 20 now, you know. That's a great age. You're like, you're at the prime of just creativeness, I feel like, because I'm still young, but at the same time I'm becoming older and dealing with older situations. So I'm excited to go back into the studio.
You never know. You know, these in Ireland, we play a lot of traditional music. So you never know. You might be able to take something like that. And,
I've been taking from a lot of places, too. Like, I've taken real, like, I liken to dubstep. I liken to a lot of different type of sounds and stuff, just traveling. So, you know, the next couple of music, like, the next things you guys may hear, you may hear a little bit of Irish influence.
Good stuff. You never know. You might take out a Baron or a fiddle or something like that. You know.
Let's try it out. Why not? I'm not opposed to it.
Good stuff. So I suppose what could we expect for you in the next couple of months?
Really, just expect more music. My next single, the T-Pain record, Get It Girl, is coming out. I'm doing a lot of stuff on the internet. I just learned how to edit my own videos. So my YouTube / Freshman on Varsity with Two N's. My Tumblr, freshmanonvarsity.com, Twitter at MANN. We're really just building up my internet presence and really just expanding my birthday game, man. All my fan base and just building it up.
That's it. You have kind of a concept of that.
Yeah, living every day like it's my birthday. And
that's
my fans
good.
Really love that. And it's really a great way to connect to them. Like, they're part of the gang and they all live the same way I live and they all do the same things I do. And I feel like we're all just representing, having fun and enjoying life.
That's it. Well, listen, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And I suppose hope you get lots of sleep.
Yeah.
We're out now and the next time that we meet you again.
For sure.
Hope you enjoy your time in Ireland.
Thank you.
And we will definitely hope to talk to you again soon.
Swag.
All right. Music is I.